Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Vikram Agupathy. Here's what's happening. Ahead of the Jewish Passover holiday, which begins Monday night, members of the Philadelphia Israeli community put up a Passover table art installation in Love Park. KYW's Hadass Kuznets was there.
The temporary art installation consisted of burlap sacks for a tablecloth, dirty water, and bits of matzah. Co-organizer Michal Mari says with 133 kidnappees still being held captive, the goal was to imagine what a Passover Seder might be like in Gaza, a holiday in which the Jewish exodus from Egypt is retold.
It's almost the same story, you know, the Passover story. We have our people that were released from Egypt. Now we are begging and waiting for our people to be released from Gaza.
Larry Copeland of West Philly came to look at it. He says the kidnap posters caught his eye from across the street.
I guess every Passover is tinged with a little bit of sadness, but we know this year we're carrying extra sadness.
Jim Van Sweeten of Florida stopped to read the posters set at each table setting.
I think it's important to keep it in the front of our mind.
With sadness, co-organizer Daphna Ofer recalls how a similar exhibit called the Shabbat Table was first set up in Philadelphia back in October.
I just can't believe that it's almost 7 months and we're still in the same situation.
Hadass Kuznets, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
In less than a week, athletes from around the world will dash, sprint, and hurdle at the prestigious Penn Relay. As KYW's Nina Barati tells us, officials are excited to welcome everyone back to Philly.
There's no track and field meet in the United States that gets a crowd like this one.
Since 1895, those crowds have poured into the Franklin Field Arena at the University of Pennsylvania to cheer on a number of track and field events. For 2024, the 128th running of the Penn Relays, Steve Dolan, the Frank Dolson director of the three-day competition, says they expect more than 100,000 people to come through the stadium.
The crowd is incredible. They're knowledgeable, they're passionate, and they cheer for every event.
They added some events under the Olympic Development Program where he says athletes from across the world will be competing. That includes Oliver Hoare, an Australian Olympian who got to compete at the Penn Relays on the collegiate level and says he's excited to come run the track once again. The most memorable part for him was the fan reaction and involvement.
They always get excited. They always make some noise, and that's just huge. Whether it's a high school, college, or professional race, they just really get behind it. So that crowd, I think, for me, is very special because you can just tell the feeling and the vibe. They just love athletics, and that's what it's all about.
The Penn Relay Carnival officially kicks off Thursday morning with its first event starting at 9 o'clock.
Officials say you'll be able to stream a lot of the events online on Flow Track, and a portion of Saturday's event is set to air on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Philly drag is hitting the national stage as local drag queen Safira Cristal competes in the finals on season 16 of RuPaul's Drag Race. KYW's Sheridan Howard took a temperature check with fans at Cockatoo's watch party in the neighborhood.
This is like the Eagles went to Super Bowl, exactly.
Fans of Safira Cristal packed into Cockatoo on 13th Street in the neighborhood, cheering on their local favorite who lives in Kensington. And they're confident she'll not only survive the final round, but she'll sashay her crown right back home to Philly.
We need to grease all the poles because when Safira gets the crown, we're going to take over Broad Street.
And it's amazing, dude. I absolutely love every part of it.
I'm Safira all the way, waiting for her to bring us home the crown.
Safira Cristal is breaking barriers for queer communities of color, and for the first time in 16 seasons of RuPaul's Drag Race, Philly's drag scene is taking center stage. Friend and fellow drag queen Calliope says this is an empowering moment for Philly's LGBTQ communities.
Philly has such a diverse scene, that kind of representation on television, finally.
And whether she wins or loses, she says Safira is the people's queen.
It's a love letter to Philadelphia, and she's going to take the crown home. So boots.
Sharon A. Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The finale of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 16 airs tonight, April 19th at 8 p.m. on MTV. That's the All Local. I'm Vik Raghupathy. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.